This week's film is Hail Caesar, starring Josh Brolin and George Clooney. Brolin plays Eddie Mannix, a character based upon a real-life mafia guy who served as a film studio fixer, someone who handles scandalous situations for the studio bosses. Eddie has to resolve the kidnapping of the studio's biggest star, Baird Whitlock, who is played by Clooney, before the press gets a hold of the story. At the same time, Eddie has his hands full with a bunch of studio subplots that directors Ethan and Joel Coen use as vehicles to take the audience on trips down Hollywood memory lane. Think A Night at the Museum crossed with Birdman. Each active shoot on the studio becomes its own period parody of genres from the silver screen era, from Sailor musical to Gumshoe detective to hokey western to the biblical epic. Now, the first sign that this film about the Hollywood studio industry in the 1950s is not all that it is hyped up to be is the margin of difference between critic and audience approval ratings, which exceed the combined margin of victory of Trump and Sanders in the New Hampshire primary. The second indicator is that Kung Fu Panda 3, in all its glory, destroyed Hail Caesar at the box office. The third and final nail in the coffin is that you could watch this satire 100 times and not recall a single funny line from it. Not one. Spoiler. Want to know what the absolute funniest line in the movie is? Well, it is, "Would that it were so simple." And what holds it all together? Well, on the same day in the life of Eddie Mannix, Lockheed Corporation offers Mannix a real job as an executive, and the only real plot revolves around whether Mannix will jump ship from the studio to the real job with benefits and retirement. At its best, one critic describes Hail Caesar as a properly subdued effort by the Coen brothers, which resembles a Quentin Tarantino collage of a nearly forgotten time of film. I'd say if you took Quentin Tarantino back to the 1950s, brainwashed him by making him watch Disney Institute customer service training videos for a month straight, and banished all use of blood, swords, and kung fu, he'd still be able to make a funnier cut-and-paste movie than this. So, on my ski trail rating system, Hail Caesar earns my lowest green beginner ski trail rating. Glorious cinematography, a showcase of acting chops, and a fun parody of Gene Kelly's On the Town aren't enough to elevate this boring and meandering farce. Exemplifying several self-indulgent cameos, Scarlett Johansson's and Jonah Hill's screen time in the film's trailer nearly exceeds that in the actual film. Hail Caesar is rated PG-13 for suggestive content, smoking, and George Clooney making more squishy faces than Peyton Manning. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.